Blog Talk Radio.
Gambino said, you got to stay woke in these days and times. I'm your host, Bishop Yael Sopka with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you're tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, send comfort to the Holy Apostle and Sherep Isaiah Zadokia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Sherep Isaiah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, Elect Lady, and Holy Women in my nation. I want to say shalom to these boroughs, departments, units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers of the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Daughters of Zion, the sisters of our nation. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is, who are the real Jews? Because again, by now, if you don't know in the year 2017, you should know who the real Jews are. And let me just make it clear and plain for you. The real Jews are the so-called Negroes that came to the Americas and all throughout the West Indian Islands, that was brought here as slaves from Africa, but were not Africans. They were actually Israelite Jews. And that's why they referred to us as Negroes. When you research your slave trade signs and your slave trade posters, you'll always see Negroes for sale. You'll never see Africans for sale. Because again, the slave traders, which were Africans, along with the European Caucasians and the Arabs, they all knew what they were selling, and they were selling Jews. Yes, black Jews, Israelites. And we're going to go through the scriptures to show you this to be true. We're going to go through some historical books also to show you that this is true. And we're going to go through some references that you might be able to reference yourself, like, for instance, Shaka Zulu version. There's a scene in the movie where Shaka Zulu is talking with one of the slave traders. And the slave trader is asking him, you know, for some cargo slaves. And Shaka is saying, listen, you know, don't mess with none of my people, but mess with those people over there. Those are not my people. You go mess with those people over there. He kept referring to them. Again, is this something that Shaka Zulu knew? Did he know that those people over there were not actually Africans, but they were actually Israelites? When you go through biblical history, everybody knows, or at least should know, that the Africans or the dark-skinned people came out of the lineage of Ham. Ham was one of Noah's three sons that repopulated the earth after the flood. So I want to go to the Bible dictionary, and I want to look up the word Ham. Let's read the definition, see what it says. We might be all amazed at this definition. One second here. Okay. All right, here we go. Ham. I'm reading from the Zondervan's Compact Bible Dictionary. It says, Ham, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of eight persons to live through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races. Then there's a semicolon. And guess what it says next, brothers and sisters? This is not the Negroes. Why is there a distinction between Africans, Ham, and Negroes? It says not the Negroes, comma, it says but the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites. So, again, brothers and sisters, even the scholars know that the Negroes are not Africans. So, if the Negroes aren't Africans, who are the Negroes? Let's get Jeremiah 14:2. Jeremiah 14:2, please.
Jeremiah 14:2. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up.
Brothers and sisters, the Bible says Judah mourneth, J-U-D-A-H, Judah. Judah is the fourthborn son of Jacob. Judah is the full name for the word Jew. That's where the word Jew comes from. It comes from the son Judah, the man Judah, and all descendants of Judah are Jews. They're Jews. It says, Judah mourneth. Again, how would you be able to recognize the Jews in the future? Look for people that are mourning. Now, you might say, well, there's a lot of people mourning for a lot of things. But right now, 2017, what people are mourning just to be considered equal? People are mourning because in 2017, we're still fighting for equal rights. What people are mourning because the police can just shoot their young men cold dead on video proof of guiltiness and nothing happens. What people are mourning because of their conditions, their living conditions, their employment situation. Again, the main people that are mourning in 2017, brothers and sisters, are the African-Americans, so-called African-Americans. And you might say, well, the Puerto Ricans are mourning too, and the Mexicans are mourning. Yeah, because they are brothers. We all family. There's a saying in our Hebrew Academy. There's always been a saying in our Hebrew Academy for years. One fall, we all fall. But guess what? One rise, one get blessed, we all going to rise. We all going to get blessed. Also, the Bible tells us that in our affliction, we're going to seek God early. And again, this is a perfect time to seek God because we all are being afflicted. The Bible also tells us that God visits us with thunderstorms, earthquakes, whirlwinds. So God has visited his earth with the earthquakes, with the hurricanes, with the storms, with the fires. God is visiting this earth, and it's time to get to know him again. It's time to turn back to him. It's time to really have that relationship with God that you claim you all have. I have a personal relationship with God. Oh, you do? We'll see. We will see. It says in the gates there of language, the gates represents leaders, protection, security. Again, something happened to a Chinese, that Chinese person can turn to China. Something happened to a Japanese, that person can turn to Japan. Something happened to an African here in America, they can turn to the African embassy. But something happens to a so-called Negro here in America, who can we turn to? We turn to Jesse Jackson. Turn to Al Sharpton. We're going to march. Then what? Nothing. Out of all the police officers that murdered young, innocent black males and women, was any of them found guilty? No. Going all the way back to Rodney King, none of them was found guilty. Why is that? Because guess what? Black lives don't matter. Powers that be. Not to the government. Not to the police. Not to even some of you so-called Negroes. You killing each other like you're roaches. Like you ain't nothing. Like you just don't give a damn. You don't care about yourself. You don't care about your fellow brother or sister. Again, brothers and sisters, before black lives can matter to anybody else, Black lives must matter to us first. Gotta stop killing each other. Then the scripture says they are black unto the ground. When you dig up the earth, it's different shades of brown. The Jews range from a deep dark chocolate brown to a light sandy brown. The Jews were never so-called white people, Caucasians. And if we have time, we're going to go into who they are as well. From there, let's get Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Verse 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth, of the earth.
Again, the prophet Moses is giving instructions to the children of Israel, the Israelites, the Jews, along with Levi. Again, if you would follow God's commandments, that God will set us on high above all nations, planet Earth. Give me verse 2.
And all these blessings.
Right now, I told you to go to verse 15, but give me verse 2.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
You see that? All we had to do was follow God's instructions. And he said, all these blessings will come upon us and overtake us. Give me verse 3.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Check that out. Everywhere we went, we would be blessed. So what happened? Give me verse 15.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Again, Moses is instructing the Israelites, if you don't follow God's commandments, if you don't obey them and keep them, that curses will fall upon thee. Curses will fall upon thee, curses will overtake thee. Are these the same curses that you hear on your Kendrick Lamar album, where he's talking about Deuteronomy 28? Not sure, you know, who he's getting his teachings from, because you seen Kendrick Lamar in class?
No, sir.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm not sure where he's getting his breakdowns from. I'm not sure who that guy was that was on his tape teaching. You know what I'm saying? Sound like a rebel to me. Let's go down to, meaning that the guy teaching on this tape sounds like a rebel. Make sure my words are clear. Jump down to verse 48. Again, these are signs. These are signs that will be put on God's people to let you know who God's people will be in the future. Verse 48.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee.
Again, Matthew, give me verse 46, to go into this. Give me verse 46.
And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
So this is the verse right here. These curses, it says they're going to be upon thee for a sign and a wonder. Again, you ever wondered who are God's people? Who is this Bible talking about? You should be able to read this and match it up, because it says it's going to be upon thy seed forever. Now it says we're going to serve the enemies. It says you're going to serve thy enemies, which the Lord is going to send against us. It says in hunger. Again, if we want to go get food, we got to go to our enemy, whether it be Pathmark, Kroger, Safeway, Fred Meyer, Winco. Says in the thirst, water is free. But again, if you want water, you know, bottled water from the source, which if you read them bottles, a lot of the source is the reservoir. A lot of the source is the faucet in the kitchen. You know, but you think it's good water because it's in a bottle. It says in the nakedness. Again, if we want to get our clothes, we gotta go to our enemy for our clothes. Even if we make our own clothes, we gotta go to our enemy to get the materials to make them. It says in the one of all things. Why? Because we didn't want to serve God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. So again, he made us serve our enemies. It says, and he shall put the enemies, our enemies, is going to put a yoke of iron upon our neck until he destroyed us. Now, when you do your research, there was an instrument of cruelty that was put on the slaves here in America, and it was known as a yoke of iron. It was a piece of iron that was put on our neck. It either connected us to another slave or it weighed us down, so we tried to run. It would get tangled up in the bushes and in the limbs of trees and different things of that nature. And it had bells on it so they can locate us. And then they would stick their dogs on us, and dogs would run us down and bite us all up and go in there and kill us. This didn't happen to Caucasian people calling themselves Jews. This only happened to African Americans. You want to know who the real Jews are? The real Jews are the so-called Negroes here in America and all throughout the world. They are the real Jews. They fit perfectly with these signs and these wonders that we read out of the Holy Bible. So you might be asking yourself, well, brother, who are the Caucasians calling themselves Jews? Let's get Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Let's find out.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? Christ says, I know the blasphemy, the wicked, evil lie of them that say they are Jews and are not, but they're the synagogue of Satan. Read on.
Verse 10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison.
Again, go ahead.
That ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Again, who's locking up our brothers and sisters? The devil. And the children of the devil. The real Jews are the so-called Negroes, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have to do a part two because we ran out of time. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Until next week, we say God bless, good night, and shalom.